Back in 2009, in the eighth season of American Idol, America's heart was captured by a young man with a big voice and a sad story. Danny Gokey went on to finish third in the competition, but that's not the end of the story by any means. Danny is still recording, performing, heading up a foundation called Sophia's Heart, and most recently, he has written a book titled Hope in Front of Me. Danny also has a connection with our area because he's from Milwaukee, and for some time, he was the worship leader at the former Faith Builders Church in Beloit, Wisconsin. Danny, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Cindy, thank you so much for having me on the show. Excited to be here and talking to you.
Well, you know, you were my all-time favorite person on American Idol, and no one has ever measured up, in my estimation. There's never been another Danny Gokey, and I've told you before, I could listen to you sing the phone book, and I'd be perfectly happy. But getting my fandom aside... Well, life definitely didn't stand still for you after American Idol. Can you catch us up a little bit on some of the things that have been happening in the years since that happened?
Oh, man. Okay, so some of the most recent things is obviously I put out, after the show went on tour, we put out the first album and toured that one, and then started the organization. And in 2010, with the organization, we were given a facility for free. It was literally signed over to us. And we started taking in homeless families and homeless children off the street and rehabilitating them. I just came out with the eyewear line. Danny Gokey eyewear line came out in 2012. It's got women's eyewear, men's eyewear, and sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And then got married in the midst of it all and had a son. And now I just signed recently with another record label, BMG Records. And we are in the process of making an album right now. And then wrote a book. Can you believe that? I wrote a book.
I'm really glad you did. You know, I was just thinking about the fact, and this really hit home to me when I read the book, because on the show, you had to wear your game face, be a competitor, you know, man up and everything. But I think a lot of us didn't realize that behind the scenes, you were going through a very rough time at that point. What was going on in your heart at that time?
Well, you know, just before going out to the audition, me and my first wife, Sophia, had made it up in our minds to do it that year. Like, she was a big fan of the show. She watched it all the time. Mm-hmm. I never could really watch it. I was a praise and worship leader, not only for that church in the Beloit area, the Faith Builders down there, but also the one in Milwaukee. That's a good 75-mile trek each way.
Right.
And I was going down to Beloit, you know, four times a week and in Milwaukee doing the services there. And not only that, working a full-time truck driving job. So just to try to make ends meet. And finally, we end up getting our own apartment 3 years into our marriage. You know, we struggled financially, so we had to live with people. And we got DVR, and finally I started watching it that season, the season before mine. Mm-hmm. And I just got hooked, and it was my last opportunity. I was like, man, I got to try it out. It's my last chance. I'm 28. And 1 month before the scheduled audition that we were going to go to, she passed away unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And it devastated me. And I fell into a depression. I didn't want to live anymore. I just really, you know, it's interesting, you know, because I was trying to keep hope. Mm-hmm. But yet, in the back of my mind, I was trying to keep the faith, but in the back of my mind, I just kept thinking, well, why didn't God answer my prayers? Mm-hmm. Why did he allow this to happen? This is not fair. This hurts too much. Why, you know, after you try everything to do everything right, and then you get hit with this, what's the point? And I literally fell into a depression as I was going through the Idol process. And I remember getting to the top 50 of the show, and I just remember, you know, on camera, I was looking good, but man, I was a mess, a quiet mess behind the scenes, and in my hotel room just falling apart, and I just remember telling God, I said, I don't want to be on the show. You know, if you're going to put me on the show, I'm just going to look like a fool up there because I'm a mess. I haven't found my healing. I'm angry. I'm upset. And that's what was going on behind the scenes during the whole time.
And that's one of the reasons I asked you about that was because you deal with this in the book, Hope in Front of Me. And I was able to read an advanced copy, and I was so impressed by the spirit of encouragement in the book. I've said that I want to buy the book and give it to certain people I know who are hurting.
Wow.
And
yeah.
So I just think it would make, honestly, a great gift to someone because, you know, it's full of affirmation, but it's from somebody who's been there. It's not just from somebody saying, okay, man up, be cheerful, God's with you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, but I love the way that you tell stories from your own life and then you wrap it up with an application that people can apply to their lives that can give them hope and encouragement. So you've talked quite a bit about your life. I know most interviewers have asked you about all these things, but what made you decide to go ahead and write a book about it?
Well, you know, walking through the show and walking through the stories of my life, I really felt like my story could be a story of hope and encouragement for someone else. And I really felt like there were so many lessons that I learned that were just not for me myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, because while I was walking through my dark time, I was looking at other people's stories. You know, and I was trying to find hope in that. And so when I went to go write down the stories of the book, I just really felt like, you know, the book really isn't about me, although it's my story.
Mm-hmm.
It's about trying to give hope to other people. And so I really, and the response, I mean, the book just released on Tuesday of this last week,
mm-hmm.
on the 1st of October, and the response has been amazing. Everything that I could dream for and more, people are finding the power to find hope again, the power to find dream again, the ability to put things in the right perspective. And I felt like that was so important. A lot of the times that we get stuck in our situations and we don't move forward is because we don't have the proper perspective on it.
I do think that the thing that's so authentic about it is that you've been through these things. You're not just somebody telling people how they should, you know, act and have optimism and encouragement and stuff like that. So what would you like your readers of this book to come away with?
You know, I would like readers to be able to, just like the subtitle says, find purpose in the darkest moments. And I hope that they can hopefully kind of process properly. What do you do when your prayers go unanswered? What do you do when everything goes unexpectedly in the way that you didn't expect it to go? And what do you do with the questions, and what do you do with the whys? And I really want them, hopefully learning from my story and the lessons that I give, is that they'll be able to process it properly. And I hope that readers will be able to understand the power to over their eyes. You know, I say in the book that your heart is your real set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see people sometimes that go through life, they're bitter, they're hurt, and because a lot of things have happened to them. It happens because their heart starts to carry those attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the story I share how, as I was going through the depression, that's why I couldn't see properly at the time. And
right.
everything was dull. And the moment I started getting my heart right was the moment I could see right. And all of a sudden, the moment I could live right, because all of a sudden I could just, life was happy again. And I really encourage people who aren't happy to really look inside their heart and what's inside your heart, because that's the filter that you're going through life with.
You know, now that as you look back on American Idol, even though at the moment you didn't really want to go on the show, now with your new perspective, do you look back and see that, yeah, that was right for me to do that then? Do you have any regrets about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, because while I was going through depression, you know, that's why I was praying to God. I was like, God, you're going to make me look like a fool out here. Why don't, you know, I had all these weird questions. But when I put things in the right perspective, got my heart cleared out of all the junk, I knew that the show was a show of hope. And so many people's lives were touched by my story. And I got an influx of emails, an influx of fan mail and social media, people just responding saying, listen, I found a hope again. There's a story in my book of a lady who, you know, I got many stories like this, who mm-hmm. her husband committed suicide and she was ready to take her own life. And just so happens the night that she was getting ready to do it, she heard a man crying in another room and she walked in the room because it sparked her curiosity. And it was me on television. And at that moment, she just gave life a second chance, gave God a second chance, and gave hope a second chance. I shared in the book that sometimes what we're going through is not even about us. Sometimes we're just forming a story that's going to help other people, and it's strengthening us. God is—he's writing a book for us, and sometimes we just got to shut the chapter, the page that we were just on, turn it, and embrace mm-hmm. the newness that's ahead.
That is awesome. Now, I want to wrap up talking a little bit about where people can find the book and everything. But first of all, I wanted to ask you, you're working on a new album, your second album. Can you give us a sneak peek into what we can expect on this album?
Oh, this album's going to be a very soulful album. This album I get to write on. I just signed with BMG Records. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, different from the first signing I did with Sony is that, you know, you're under high contracts and heavy deadlines. And I couldn't write on the album. And you just kind of,
mm-hmm.
and I was new to the industry, so they kind of make you into what they feel like you should be, and you go
right.
with it. But this time around, I have this opportunity, and I get to A&R the record myself, according with my label, of course. But I get to really be the visionary, and I'm writing. It's soulful. I got a single coming out soon at the end of this month. If people want to connect to me, I'll announce it on my social media, my Twitter and my Facebook. So.
And you've also got
it's
a website,
great.
DannyEgoki.com, where, you know, everything is central there.
Yeah.
And I think all of us that love your voice are just really excited about hearing you sing again and hearing your soulfulness, because that's what we all love the most about it, is the soulfulness. Danny Egoki, thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me.
Harrison, it's always a pleasure. I always look forward to talking to you. You take care.
Again, the book, Hope in Front of Me, by Danny Gokey, available at all your fine retail establishments that sell fine books and online as well.